Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and now Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Good morning and afternoon, everybody. Good
morning, Brother Steve. Glad you have a good weekend, Steve.
Yeah, I did. Watched a little bit of football. Watched the NASCAR championship race.
Did you watch the World Series?
I did. I watched the Game 7 World Series. My wife was on a girls' weekend out. She, one of her best friends, they were down at a beach in Florida.
You were
I had all kinds of time without having to do anything.
I wonder what your den looks like.
I have to
cleaned up?
I have to clean it up by the time she gets home or else it stresses her out. I don't want to stress my wife. I just don't.
So, well, if
clean
you,
up pizza boxes.
You had that World Series.
That was something.
If you missed that, sorry you did.
That's going to go down as one of the best, I'm guessing, in history.
Game 7, it's like a Hollywood movie. I mean, when you're a kid in your backyard and you're going, it's Game 7 of the World Series.
Right.
Yeah. And Tim Wildman is up in his ninth inning, two outs.
Yep.
Boom, there goes a homer. It was like that. And
several games were.
Yeah, one of them went 18 innings.
Yeah.
So I felt bad for the Toronto Blue Jays fans.
They were so close.
Well, and they were at a fever pitch.
Yeah.
In their home stadium. It's the bottom of the ninth. It's the top of the ninth, and they're ahead 4-3, and there's one out. All they need is two little outs.
Yeah.
They're world champs for the first time in 30-something years.
They hit a home run.
Max Muncy.
Max Muncy.
Max Muncy hit a home run.
No, he hit a home run.
Right at the top of the ninth.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't? Okay, my information is wrong.
Just tell me when I can talk.
Your turn.
Okay, can I talk now?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Where are you learning this kind of interruption behavior, Steve?
I don't know.
from the master.
I deserve that. I did. So, Steve.
Yes.
What happened was that Muncy. Is it Muncy or Muncy?
Muncy.
He hit a home run in the top of the eighth.
I see. I see what I did wrong.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
And it became 4-3.
Yep.
And then 4-3.
4-3.
And then in the top of the ninth inning, that Miguel Rojas. He boomed one out to tie it 4-4, sent it in extra innings, and then in the 11th inning, the Dodgers ended up winning. By the way, you know how they say in sports sometimes it's a game of inches?
Yeah.
Well, the Toronto Blue Jays were 1 inch away from winning the world championship in the bottom of the ninth. And their player was out at home plate.
On a force out.
On a force out by an inch. I'm literally an inch.
Yeah, and I'll say this. It was very close just watching because the bases were loaded, one out, and it was a force out at home. And it was close, you could see, in terms of when the catcher got the ball with his foot on the home plate and the player sliding. But I read all kinds of comments that said, well, why did he slide? That takes a second longer. Unless you dive head first, stretch your hand out, or just run through the plate, that you might have gained that half a second that would have won it. And I thought, well, that's a good point. Also, the player did not have a big lead off third base.
No.
You're talking about winning the World Series.
He's the GOAT. He deserves to be kicked out of town.
The other kind of GOAT.
The other kind of GOAT. Yeah, not the good GOAT, greatest of all time. Anyway, it was a fun World Series. Even if you don't follow baseball, just the human drama of everything hanging on every pitch was quite remarkable to see. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Next story.
We have a new woke problem that we have to worry about. We thought we were done with wokeness, but apparently not.
Good.
So I got to tell you, this is serious, guys. We have to pay attention to this and take
care
of this.
Clark.
Serious wokeness. Okay. Let's just listen to cut. Let's listen to cut 15.
Guys, it happened again. I was out minding my own business, not bothering anybody, and I got mispigmented. I was at the Dollar Tree. I was picking up some wave caps for the 360 waves I'm growing out. And this guy behind me is like, I didn't know white guys needed those things. And I said, excuse me? Did you just dead skin me? And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what am I talking about? I was assigned white at birth by a doctor, but I identify as a black man.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
It shows you how ridiculous that all that garbage is, huh?
It is indeed.
So he dead skinned him.
Dead skinned him. Now that's pretty. That's brilliant. That's kind of a brilliant take on how crazy the woke ideology is.
Is that crazy?
Did he say? I was at birth. What did he say?
I was assigned white at birth.
Assigned white at birth, but I now identify
as black.
Wow.
Well. It just goes how so stupid that whole movement is.
It's exactly that stupid, but they take it seriously when it's about gender or sex.
And nobody takes it more seriously than the left.
No kidding.
I mean, they don't joke.
Don't misgender people.
Oh, my goodness.
But the same people who would say a boy can call himself a girl and you're supposed to go with it, if you say you're a black man or a white man, if I said I'm a 7-foot Chinese woman, they would say, no, you're actually nuts.
Right.
That's what you are.
Yes.
But if I say, no, I'm a girl,
you're good to go.
They would say, okay, I'm good with that. Even though,
yeah.
Same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. But I don't know what I do know why that is, but anyway.
I identify as a research monkey, but not in Mississippi.
No, you don't want to be in Mississippi.
You don't want to be hunted down, shot.
I'm sorry. I just had to bring the monkeys back.
The monkeys are back.
Hey.
You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Go ahead, Steve.
We've been talking a little bit about the elections that are going to be going on tomorrow. We've got, of course, the New York City mayoral election. Zoran Mamdani is leading that. Looks like he's got a
What's
good chance
name?
Of winning. Zoran Mamdani.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, we're getting some indications that this isn't all in the up and up. There are some irregularities going on. And this is from James O'Keefe, who went in undercover, and there's a group in New York called La Jornada. La Jornada. And it is an immigrant support group. They're supposed to be helping people with immigration issues from the time they get here to they're settled.
Yeah.
And their executive director, according to James O'Keefe, their executive director, Pedro Rodriguez, was telling an undercover journalist with O'Keefe's media group how to vote if you're an immigrant. They'll sign you up, register you to vote, and tell you to vote for the guy with an M. He's not registered, but they advise him on how to vote, a potential violation of the federal and state election laws. They are telling this, and they did hundreds of these immigrants that come in and get registered to vote and then are going to be voting. Illegally voting. Well, even if they're legal and they're immigrants, unless they're citizens, they're not allowed to vote.
Right.
You shouldn't, but this is what this group. And then in North Carolina, where we've got another race going here, the Republicans have caught Democrats, they say, paying for votes, $100 per vote. This is a text thread from this guy that says, how do I get paid? This is a guy that's texting a supposed Democrat representative. I can't afford my electric bill. How long till I get money after I vote? Can you do direct deposit or does it get mailed? And this Democrat official says, after you vote, one of our team members will meet you in her car near your polling place and pay you cash money. We can arrange transportation if you need it. And they've got a couple of these these email chains that they say.
So the accusation is we have these what appears to be the promise of cash for votes for Democrats.
Yes.
And the accusation is that if it's going on with a couple of people, it's probably going on with more. But, of course, it's going to be very difficult to prove any of this unless you have some sort of a sting.
Or a text.
Well, I mean, a text, yeah. You could get it. They might say, I was just kidding. I'm saying it's going to be very difficult to prove that.
Yeah.
But it's why more and more people are very suspicious about our voting system and why some people are advocating going back to paper ballots. Wouldn't necessarily solve this problem, but at least you'd have confidence that right. You can do a recount if you need to.
Our elections may not be as secure as some would want to have you believe. Or as you would want, for sure.
It's the lifeblood of our republic.
All right. We've also been talking a lot about the ICE and its problems doing its job in some of these cities like Chicago and New York City, at Oregon, Portland. There's been a lot of violence that's going along with some of these ICE arrests. I've seen people jumping up and down and throwing things at cars. One lady even tried to open the door and tried to pull someone that was being arrested for immigration violation out of the car. And the ICE agent had to come around and actually pull a gun on her to have her get back. Victor Davis Hanson is talking a little bit about this. And do you you guys know your history? I know, Ed, you do. Do you know what nullification is?
I do, too, but go ahead.
Yes, you do, Ted.
Yes, I'm familiar. I'm not an expert on this. I'm familiar with nullification.
I am.
Tim is an expert.
I know. I'm an expert.
Should I just tell him to keep you from having to... Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve. I'll fact check you as we go here.
Thank you. Nullification is the idea that a state has the right to invalidate or nullify a federal law if it thinks it's unconstitutional. And that is what these cities and some of these states are doing. They say that the immigration laws, what ICE is doing, is wrong or unconstitutional, and they are nullifying, saying don't enforce these laws. It's happened before. You know when the last time nullification, well, maybe not the last time, but the time where nullification got its bad reputation was during the Civil War, when the South nullified all kinds of of laws regarding slavery, et cetera. And Victor Davis Hanson is talking a little bit about this, and I want you to hear what he has to say, cut 12.
We're starting to see a neo-Confederate nullification movement among the contemporary left in general, in particular the Democratic Party. There are governors who openly, literally, candidly says that federal immigration law shall not be enforced in their state, county, and local municipal jurisdiction. They haven't read Article 6 of the Constitution, and they're completely ignorant of history and where nullification of federal law leads to. When federal law died, each side nullified it, and they began to carry on violence against one another. What we're seeing now is open street violence. Once you nullify federal law, and once you glorify violence, we know where it's going to lead. It leads from Bleeding Kansas to Harpers Ferry to Fort Sumner. And they're playing with fire, and it's very dangerous for the Republic, and it's time for the left to stop.
Go ahead.
I just want to say first, and then we can talk about the content here.
Yeah.
Brent Creeley, I'm talking about Brent Creeley, our producer. I want, maybe if it takes till next week, it's okay. I want music playing underneath whenever I'm talking.
You want that music?
I want music, serious music, playing underneath my...
So people get the full impact of your words.
Absolutely.
With some drama music.
Because that Victor David Hanson, he's I really
he's
like
scholar.
He's a scholar, and he sees things clearly. Yeah. But it even makes his words even weightier when you have music underneath it. So,
it does.
Brent, work on that. See if we can get some music
underneath. That's about a 10-minute video from Victor Davis Hanson. And what I played you was the summary that he put at the beginning.
Okay, you know what? So. I'm just gonna don't misunderstand me when I'm about to role play here a contrarian on this. I don't believe my own words necessarily. I'm just thinking out loud. Mm-hmm. I'm a state rights guy, which is the 10th Amendment, right, of the U.S. Constitution?
In part. Those okay. powers not given to the
so
federal
I,
government.
So I basically believe the role of the federal government needs to be very limited with respect to states. States need to be able to decide for themselves how they're going to govern their citizens, as long as it's consistent with the United States Constitution. Those states all agreed to submit to the United States Constitution when they asked to join the Union. Am I right?
Yes.
Get amen?
That's how they join.
Get amen?
Yep.
Amen.
All right, so that being said, one of the few roles that the federal government should have is controlling the borders of the country, because we can't allow for each state to decide they are or are not going to abide by federal immigration laws. That's insane. What if Montana or Maine say, we don't care, anybody come into our state, and they're a border state? No. No, because that affects the whole country. That affects the rest of us. You can't decide to ignore federal immigration law. Are y'all tracking with me here?
I'm waiting to hear something contrary.
Okay. So, it sounded contrarian. When I say Victor Davis Hanson is arguing for obedience to federal law, or you're a rebel. That's what he's saying.
Right.
And I'm saying that argument can be turned around, and we would be saying exactly what the left is saying on terms of states' rights if it were an issue that we favored sometimes. Do you follow me what I'm saying here?
Okay, you kind of lost me in that last part.
Well, it's deep. Yeah. I agree. But what I'm saying to you is, and I'm getting a little sidetracked here. Don't let me forget where I was a few minutes ago. States' rights is usually a conservative claim.
Right.
The left is using states' rights as a claim.
Right.
On disobeying or not complying with federal law as it relates to immigration. Am I right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
The 10th Amendment, though, is pretty specific about this. And it is, if the Constitution does not assign it itself, in other words, if it's not under the Constitution, then the states get to do it. But immigration is addressed
by
the Constitution. Yes, therefore, when they are saying don't enforce it, that's the nullification part.
All right, let me also say this. Listen, as I've said before, it never looks good when any kind of law enforcement agency has to physically manhandle people. I don't care what the circumstance is, unless it's just some terrible violent criminal that they arrest where everybody's cheering the arrest. It doesn't matter if they have to slam him against the ground or not. We're all going, yes. But it never looks good to the general public when, okay, I saw a woman being arrested in the Salt Lake City airport. This was like the last 3 days. And she's a little 4'10 Hispanic lady. All right. And you got these two plainclothes ICE agents walk up to her in the airport and they arrest her. She's being charged. What she had done was, allegedly, she had, her name was on a list where she was getting ready to fly somewhere, and her name was on a list because in 2002, she ignored she was supposed to appear for a deportation, to be able to stay in the country legally, and she ignored that. She did not comply with the law, and she's been able to live here for 20-plus years without interference, basically. But she's not a citizen, and she does not even have a green card or anything like that. She's just here illegally, but she ignored the deportation. You follow me here? Mm-hmm. So these ICE agents go in and arrest her. Now, I don't know if she had a rap sheet or not. She may have a criminal. I don't know. But me watching that, I'm going, I can't believe these two big guys are putting handcuffs on this little woman and taking her away to who knows where is she going. It didn't look good.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So you have so that never looks good. Well, that's going on all across America right now. President Trump warned. He said this will be the biggest mass deportation effort in the history. I didn't believe him at the time. I thought, no, this will just be business as usual. He's just because you can't do what he's suggesting. Well, I was wrong. That Tom Holman guy,
yeah,
and Kristi Noem, they are sweeping the country. And a lot, thousands and thousands of people have self-deported.
Right.
Because they set up a program where we paid for people to self-deport.
Right.
Make it easy. We'll make it easy on you. We'll pay your way. We'll pay for you to go home, and then you can reapply to come here
legally.
You're
going home anyway.
Right.
We
can go the hard way or the easy way. Right. So now these people who self-deported, they can then apply to reenter the country legally. Is what he said. But they're physically, ICE is physically, now they're concentrating on the criminals. You know, that's what they say, the criminals. The violent criminals and drugs and things of that nature. But they're not, they have to physically go and arrest these people a lot of times. That's very dangerous. And then they're being doxed. And I read where they're having a hard time recruiting now. ICE is having a hard time recruiting because these leftist opposition to arresting people and deporting them is turned violent.
I saw a video over the weekend where they were throwing rocks and bricks through the back window of an ICE vehicle.
So what do you do about that? See, when that happens and ICE has to get out of the car because a rock got thrown in the window and they start manhandling people, then the cameras roll.
Right.
And people go, look at ICE. This is why they're out of control. No kings. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a very unfair situation.
The left knows this too. And they take advantage of it. Because no matter, even if everything that ICE does, and I think probably 99% of the things they do is legal and constitutional, I think they try to do everything like that, but even if they do everything right, if you have video after video after video of that, you're going to have the public, it just is going to turn against the program, and you're going to suffer politically from it, vote-wise, and they know this.
So I would ask, and they won't answer this question, I don't think. Most of them won't. I would ask the people on the left, what do you propose we do then as far as borders and border enforcement? What do you propose? And they're going to come back with this. We need immigration reform.
Comprehensive immigration reform.
That's garbledygook. Yep. That means nothing. What they mean by that is let everybody into the country and rubber stamp their citizenship. Mm-hmm. That's what they mean by that.
And grant amnesty to those already in the country illegally.
Right.
Look, I've got about, 30
We're
seconds.
We're out of time.
Thanks.
You got something concise?
Steve and Tim got something. You guys got to say what you
want. I got some
wanted.
Oxygen for me and Steve. Steve and I.
Listen, we have moved way on. I'm going to want to go back to Victor Davis Hanson. We've moved way on down from where the Constitution has separation of powers. I don't see how we can get back to a more constitutional approach the way we're going.
Have a revolution.
I will say this, the fact that illegal immigrants are using up dollars that go to people in blue cities, should go to them, is one card that Republicans can play and say, if we don't deport these people, they're taking your SNAP dollars. And that might sway some voters.
See you tomorrow, everybody.